So all of this is from memory, and I probably have this wrong. You have to understand I'm a little isolated from the ECM world here in St. Paul, Minnesota. I'm not in New York, I'm not in Munich, but this is what I recall. Manfred and I were mixing my second record for ECM. This is Safe Journey in a control room at Talent Studio in Oslo. Manfred was on the phone a lot. He was on the phone and things were obviously not going well. There were a lot of tense exchanges. And it became clear from overhearing what he was talking about that he was canceling something. He was canceling some sort of project. It involved an orchestra, and it involved the New York office intimately. The New York office had to come up with funding through the National Endowment for the Arts, but Manfred was canceling the project. And at lunch, I said, "Why are you canceling this thing?" And he said that he couldn't go through with it if he were to be honest. And I said, "What does that mean?" I wondered if this was personal animosity or some kind of mental illness or something. And he said that he had been newly twisted around, and he used those words, he had been twisted around by the recording he had just finished with the then obscure Estonian composer Arvo Pärt. He said that he could no longer tolerate bombast, and this new project was over the top, and he just couldn't do it again, he said, if he were to be honest. And he kept talking about it. He talked about it when we were mixing, when we were driving, and on the way back up to our rooms at the Mueller West Hotel, where everybody stayed in those days, I said, "What is it about this music that twisted you?" And he said, wait here. He ran down to his room and came back with a Sony Walkman and a cassette. And he played Fratres, the first cut from Tabula Rasa. He played it holding the cassette ear with his face about 5 inches from mine. This is something we don't do in Minnesota, but, you know, there I was. What was I going to do? He had this demonic look on his face, and yes, the music was incredible. You listen to it over the years, and it's stood up. All 11 minutes of it, he stood there with this look on his face. And then at the end of the cut, he snapped it off and said, "After this, I can no longer tolerate bombast." It seemed to me at the time, and even now, to be a rare example of art defeating commerce. It can happen. Even the two players, Keith Jarrett and Gideon Kremer, are probably not two people known for their humility, but they certainly sublimated their egotistical inclinations to play this music perfectly. It's really something to behold.